Every candidate needs a story. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Hillary Clinton may be ahead in the polls, but there seems to be this fear in the Clinton camp that she's just not warm enough. You get a hug from Bill, but you get a text message from Hillary. And so her handlers, so we read, are busy re-imaging her as a middle-class girl with Midwest values, because every politician's got to have a stirring backstory. Well, you know what? At some point, you also have to be smart enough to solve problems. For example, in Southern California right now, voters really hope the people they elected know how to put out wildfires. They don't care what their childhood was like. In Georgia, you need people who can find water for Atlanta. You don't care how much trouble their daddy had finding a job during the Great Depression. And in the White House, you need someone who can figure out a more efficient way to fight this global war on terror, which is going to cost $235 billion this year alone. $15.2 billion of that is just to protect soldiers from roadside bombs. You could build a pretty decent water supply with that kind of money. You could pay for brush clearing operations to keep wildfires from spreading. This presidential campaign would be a good time for candidates to focus on the one thing they actually have control over, which is where the money goes. Do we really care whether you were the son of a mill worker, or a POW, or a middle-class girl with Midwest values, or overcame a bad case of chicken pox? I can find 100 people we've never heard of who've been through worse. Spare us the novella. Get control of the money. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.